During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, something was watching and the feeling was so intense it woke him up. What was it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. So call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you want an ad-free version of the show, you can do that. You'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And I'm Carol Hughes. And she is Kathy Gordon.
I sure am.
Yeah. How's it going today?
You know, it's going really good. I've just been like filling up my mom's refrigerator with groceries. So that took a long time today.
Thanks for taking one for the team today.
Yeah. Well, you never know with mom. A while back, she wanted to go to the grocery store and we had to leave and get on a plane in about an hour and a half. And I'm thinking, mom in the grocery store, this is not, you know, but she was just adamant that she'd go pick up some things. So we're going and she's taking so long. Finally, I'm like, mom, we have to go to the airport. And she goes, what are you talking about? I said, our plane leaves in an hour, mom. And she goes, oh, I thought it was like tomorrow morning at 5:30.
I said, no,
it's at 5:30 tonight.
Well, and it's so funny, too, because she has no idea that there's anyone else in the store. And it's so funny because I'm always apologizing for her. I'm like, I'm sorry. She just almost ran you over.
She's completely oblivious.
I'm like, and I'm always saying, mom, you're causing a traffic jam. Mom.
That's why we don't let her on those little scooter carts that they have at Walmart.
No, I did that one day. Holy shit. It's not good.
And no.
So she first starts out like we're in the produce, and that day I'm just saying she doesn't know how to drive. Watch out, my mom's coming up. I'm just yelling.
Aisle
at
12,
right,
my mom.
Right. So at one point she goes along the bread aisle, gets to the end of the aisle, needs to hang a right, but forgot how to slow it down, and she just rammed into this display, moving the display about 8 feet. Oh. And this woman says to me, I wish I had that on video. I'm like, I know. And so then we go all, it's a really big grocery store. We go all the way through. And so I'm just, you know, warning people, you know, hey, watch out. She can't drive very well. And so I said something. And when I said it to these people, this guy who is right behind me says, she means that. She almost ran me down in the produce section.
You know, we are totally missing the boat. We could be TikTok billionaires with mom in the store videos. What are we doing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't even know we're video. And she's like, what are you looking at on your phone?
No.
Oh, my God. That makes me laugh.
Yeah. Okay. So what are we talking about today?
A story of ghosts. We're going to talk about ghosts.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, let's talk about ghosts.
Let's do.
So this says, I come from a long bloodline of mediums and people who are sensitive to spirits. So I grew up being taught about ghosts and being sensitive to things relating to that kind of area. Where my building is, it was originally an old person's home. Now, I don't know if that means like one old person or one of those like retirement homes. I'm not
sure.
Sounds
like it's probably like an old person. Like,
oh, wait. It was multiple people. Yeah, okay. More of a nursing home.
Okay.
Because it says when smallpox came about, it was changed into a smallpox home. Mm. When it was done being a smallpox home, it was burned down as they couldn't reuse the building due to the infection. In 2019, they built new flats on the ground. This makes me think this is not from the U.S. because we don't normally refer to them as flats. So there is a long line of history of death here, plus a couple of deaths and a rape that have occurred since it turned into flats. So there's probably a lot of energy here. My partner used to live in this building before I moved in, and he has told me on multiple occasions he's seen shadow figures in the public hallways. Other people living and working here have told me that they have as well seen them or seen someone peep out of a corner or go around a corner, but when they look, there's nobody there and all of the doors are shut and you would hear if someone opened or closed a door. I moved into my flat in February 2022, and from my first day and night there, I knew I wasn't alone. The first few weeks I lived there, I didn't have a bed, so I slept on the sofa in the living room. From the first night, every night, I would wake up looking at the same corner of my living room, feeling like something had looked at me so hard it woke me up. Isn't that creepy?
Yes.
Like you wake up because you feel like something is staring at you. I would not like that. I wasn't concerned about it. Well, I would have been. I told myself I was just getting used to a new home and went back to sleep. As well as this, straight away, since I moved in, my living room and kitchen are in one room but have separate lights, but the switches are dimmers. They will sometimes turn themselves all the way up, turn down really low, flash, flicker, turn themselves on or off, etc. And I've tried to debunk it with remotes and electronics in case there was interference, but can't seem to make anything actually affect it. Because of the way they are, you'd have to physically manipulate the switches to change them. But me and my partner have had this happen to us so much that it's normal now. When I did get a bed and finally started sleeping in my bedroom, I would rarely get up in the night to use the bathroom. But one night I did, and as soon as I got into the bathroom, I had this overwhelming feeling of get out. Oh, wait, should I?
Yeah, do it.
Get out. That's so creepy. I'm a really nice person, but...
I love it when you do that.
I am a really nice person, but I really have a way of sounding super creepy, too.
I love that. Okay.
Get out. It was so strong and overpowering that I immediately left the bathroom, went back to bed, and waited until morning to use the bathroom. That's bad when it's like, I gotta pee, but I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I announce when I go into the bathroom, as I thought it might just be a space that someone is territorial over. I don't like being in this bathroom in the dark, though, as it always feels uncomfortable, maybe because of that incident. Not long after that night, I was asleep in bed, and I remember being awoken by the sound of footsteps running on the bed up and down behind me. I was lying on my side, and what woke me up was the shaking of the bed with the steps and the sound of them running up and down my bed by my back behind me. At first, I was frozen. This had never happened to me before. I lay there for a second or two, but it felt much longer than that while I listened to it. The beat I could compare it to is it sounded and felt about the size and weight of a large garden gnome. Of all the things to compare it to, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
I managed to find some bravery and moved my arm ever so slightly, but as soon as I did, it stopped. I lay there for a bit, then finally managed to roll over and go back to sleep, telling myself I'd worry about it in the daytime. The next day, I told my dad what has been happening and asked him to come over and cleanse me in the flat, as I was worried I might have an imp, I-M-P. So I looked that up because I wasn't sure what an imp is.
Mm-hmm.
And it says an imp is a European mythological being similar to a fairy or demon, frequently described in folklore and superstition. It is often depicted as a small, mischievous creature that causes trouble or plays pranks on people.
Okay, well, that kind of explains that garden gnome kind of size and weight and feel.
Because I'm not even familiar with imp. I've heard the term, but you know, so but to me, if I'm hearing that noise, the last thing I would think imp,
right?
Because I had to Google it. Okay, so back to the story. So she or he, I'm not sure, says that, let's see, worried I might have an imp. Specifically, a water elemental, as it was in the shower area where the bathroom feeling came from. My dad did this, and neither of those things has happened again. About a year into living here, I bought some little cat balls that flash when they're moved. Have you seen those?
I have, yeah.
Like when you're ghost hunting? We tested them on the floors, spoke aloud, saying they flash if they're moved, and if anyone wanted to use them, they could. One night in the hallway, one ball started flashing, so it had been moved. Then the hallway light came on. It was quiet and still at that moment. Me and my partner were talking, then saw it flashing and got a bit excited. We haven't tried it again since, but I'd really like to. I still got the living room and kitchen lights flickering, brightening and dimming themselves. My hallway light is motion sensored, and that still comes on. Every time any of this happens, we say, "Hello, ghost," and have a little laugh. I don't know why, but I feel it's a masculine spirit, but it doesn't feel bad. We think of him as a kind of passing-by housemate. Sometimes something will happen to the lights when we're talking, as if the spirit is pitching in our conversations, and it can be a bit fun. That's the end of the story. Maybe they've just learned to coexist with it.
But what's weird is I feel like there's two parts of this being, because on one hand, they say, well, it doesn't seem to be, you know, I'm not necessarily scared of it. Doesn't seem to be evil, you know, doesn't seem to be dark. But then on the other hand, they were talking about the bathroom and that situation and being scared enough that they wouldn't go to the bathroom at night.
But then dad came over and then those things didn't happen again. Right? So maybe the bathroom's okay now?
Yeah, but it seems like maybe there was more than one thing happening here.
So maybe there was something darker. Dad came over in his dad way, took care of it, and then what's left is something that's more playful and they feel like wants to be in on conversations and interact with them, and it's doing that through the lights.
And it seems okay. Like they don't necessarily want to be rid of it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about using those light things?
Those cat balls?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I was into paranormal investigating and stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they could be a really good tool. Having around my house, no.
That's what I was thinking. I was just thinking, what I don't want to see in the middle of the night are these flashing lights.
Right?
I think that would probably, it's like, better off not knowing
what's standing over there. Yeah.
That there's something there.
Yeah. I have plenty of cat balls that my cats chase around all the time. Like
right.
They've got their own. They don't light up. They're just little balls. So I guess if someone wanted to interact with me, they could move a cat ball around.
They could. Yeah. There are. You've got plenty enough pet toys around your house that things could happen. But I just thought, man, I'm not sure. That might be the last thing I would want to wake up in the middle of the night and see happening.
But maybe if you're curious about it and you're getting an okay feeling from it and you're cool with it,
yeah,
then you do that.
Yeah. What do you think about the lights going, the electronics, like the lights going dim? And, you know, I mean, I've lived in places that just plain had bad wiring and it happened, you know. Now, my son's house that he's just selling right now that you and I have both been to and felt like it had a There was something
it's
there.
It's a dark, it's not good.
It's not good, right? And it would do that. It would, I'd be there and then all of a sudden kind of, ooh, ooh, you know, you'd get this little bit of a light change when the, you know, all of a sudden the lamp kind of goes a little lower and off. And it wasn't doing it all through the house. So I couldn't blame like the house wiring, like the kitchen didn't do it or, you know, these other lamps didn't. It was one lamp would do it or yeah. Not consistently that one, you know. But I just thought it was kind of, I think there's something to that where, like in this instance, the dimmer switch, you don't have a dimmer switch that slides down on its own and back up. It's not going to happen.
I mean, maybe your cat does that.
I mean, you could have faulty circuit breakers or circuits in your house or whatever that, I'm not an electrician, so I don't know. But I've lived in places where I think it was the wiring and it just kind of dimmed and, you know, periodically. But that, I don't think that's what is happening here. And they were separate from each other.
It's super common, too, in a lot of these stories that we hear, that it's a light thing. Like somebody died, then the lights started going on and off. Or they moved into the house and lights would be on, they'd be off, and dim and all this stuff.
Right.
So yeah. But I like the fact that they're cool with it.
Yeah, I'm good with it. But I do feel like there was at one point something that wasn't okay there because
agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. So here's another story.
Good.
It says this story happened when I was in my late teens. It was sometime in the dead of the night. And I was in that groggy state one finds oneself in when you have been in a good deep sleep and you don't want to leave it. I'm sure you know what I mean. It's like if your wife gets up before you do and tries to tell you something, you know you talk to her and responded, but then you go back to sleep. Yes. Like, I have no idea. I don't remember that conversation.
That's right.
You wonder when you get up whether you dreamed it or not, but you're pretty sure it happened because it contains certain elements that are starkly different than a dream state. Talking was how I found myself this night as I slowly awoke. It was strange, however, because I didn't know why I was talking or who I was talking to. All I knew was that I was angry about being woken up and wanted to go back to sleep. I was arguing with something and that something was answering back in a deep, gravelly voice. However, I couldn't tell what it wanted because it was talking in a language I didn't recognize. Suddenly, I realized that I was responding in the same language. I instinctively knew that simply going back to sleep wasn't an option. I had to repel whatever this was or something bad would happen. Eventually, I guess I won the argument and went back to sleep. The next day, I woke up in chills at what had happened during the night. It could be discounted as a nightmare, but I've had enough strange experiences in my life to fully believe that I woke up that night in the middle of a battle for my soul.
I woke up that night in a battle for my soul.
It did sound better that way.
It does sound better.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think that is? Like, I've never had anything like that happen to me. But well, he really believes, like, he really does feel like he woke up talking to something, like
absolutely.
Was interacting with something.
Absolutely. And I think I believe it. I really do. I think I believe that
something demonic was coming to him in the middle of the night. Like
it's interesting, this other language that, you know, they were hearing and then found, and then they were speaking.
Makes me think it's Latin.
Well, I don't know what it is. I just know that this person seemed to be semi-conscious, thinking all of this in English. What's going on? Right? You're rationalizing to yourself, there's someone else talking to me, right? Yeah. And this, but then you're speaking something else, or at least you feel like you're responding in another language in this. This is very, I'm trying to just wrap my head around whether this is some sort of, well, what do I want to say? prior life? Maybe that there's, do we have dual lives?
So maybe he could be speaking German or something, or, because he lived in Germany.
Something completely different. We don't have that language. You know, is there a dual aspect to us as people? Right.
But he did wake up that night in the middle of a battle for his soul. That's how he felt. Like, so it was darker than just.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, as people, maybe there's a more of a depth to us that we're not just this human person here, but maybe that we ourselves can have, you know, other aspects to us.
That's and deep.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe some, you always know these people and we call them old souls. And it's like you've lived before, you know? They seem to know more, or, you know, have really great deep thoughts. And even when they're really young, my daughter was, I always said, she's such an old soul. Mm-hmm. Like, she just really kind of gets it. And I'm wondering if maybe there is more to us.
That's sometimes. Deep. That's so deep.
I'm just saying.
All of that, or it could have just been a weird dream.
I mean, it could have been, but I feel like this, the way that they were conscious of it, you know, makes it feel. And plus, you know, in your gut when something is really different, right?
You know, when it's a dream and versus a nightmare versus sleep paralysis versus a battle for your soul.
That's right.
You know, that's just very interesting to me. I've never heard a story quite like that one.
Yeah.
So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.